You're listening to the Lucky Rock. Let's get things started with our lucky rant of the day.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't. So you will listen to every word I have to say!
This week's lucky rant is about old dogs and old tricks. Just in time to steal the spotlight from Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton has resurrected her talk of a vast right-wing conspiracy. Hillary originally coined the phrase during the Monica Lewinsky scandal to describe Republican efforts against her husband. Unfortunately for Hillary, she soon discovered that the man from Hope was busier than Michael Jackson's damage control team. This many years later, Hillary's hoping we've forgotten how ridiculous she looked when the truth about her husband's affair came to light. She's also hoping that Old Faithful can have a second life. Inspired by Hillary Clinton, here are a few old-school comebacks for those who might despise. I know you are, but what am I? I know you're an idiot. That's about it. Not even sure what I am or what I believe. In fact, I'm asking you, what am I? This battle-tested comeback is so incoherent that it will confuse your opponent and render them speechless just long enough for you to declare victory. And combined with a few quick punches to the face, I know you are, but what am I will win arguments with ease. Another one, I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you. Not even sure what this one means. Suddenly, in response to your insults, my DNA is literally chemically altered to deflect verbal attacks. I gotta say, to all those who have this ability, that's a pretty crappy superpower. I mean, Siler from the TV show Heroes wouldn't even bother to kill you and absorb your abilities. In fact, it would only weaken him. Another comeback? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. This one couldn't be further from the truth, man. Sure, I don't want a 2x4 or a giant boulder to hit me, but names hurt, man. Which brings me to my final tried-and-true comeback. Shut up, stupid. Growing up, this was my older brother's number one go-to reply to all things Jason. That and just plain beating the snot out of me. In many ways, shut up, stupid is brilliant and efficient. Why actually take the time to know what you're talking about when you can just attack someone personally? Even Hillary's return to blaming evil Republicans rather than face the hard reality that people of all stripes despise her self-serving politics. Do you want to mix things up? Replace stupid with fatty, four eyes, or any other personal jab. Just know that you can always come back to old reliable, shut up stupid. You see, old comebacks never die. They just require a new generation to appreciate them. And that's the lucky rant of the day.
You just listened to the Lucky Rock.